Welcome to the Shropshire Stars Sunday Supplement. It's May the 18th, and over the next few minutes, we'll be reflecting on some of the news in the county's headlines last week, and taking a look at what's in store for the coming week. The mini heat wave continued in the early part of the week, which I'm sure created a feel-good factor across the county. Something else to feel good about is that a Shropshire hospital was named the best in England. The orthopaedic hospital at Gaboin near Oswestry beat 165 other acute and specialist NHS trusts to top the National League tables for care given to patients and the quality of food. But there were mixed results for Shrewsbury and Telford Hospital Trust, which runs the Royal Shrewsbury and Princess Royal Hospitals. The annual survey by NHS watchdog, the Health Care Commission, revealed that 91% were happy with their care from the trust. However, it performed poorly in league tables, ranking 141 on the issue of mixed wards and 103 for cleanliness. Meanwhile, an MP has hit out at the £6 million cost to taxpayers of jailing two illegal immigrants for life for the murder of Shropshire's Neil Williams. Wrekin MP Mark Pritchard says the two South Africans should be deported to serve their sentences of at least 30 years each in their homeland. They were sentenced last Friday for the attack on Mr. Williams as he walked home from the pub in Stirchley. Mr. Pritchard said, "It would be far better to spend this money helping to compensate all those who have suffered through this tragic loss." On a lighter note, the Shropshire Star last week unveiled the real identity of Sir Alan Sugar's PA, Frances, in the hit TV show The Apprentice. The woman who summons candidates to their fate with the catchphrase, "Sir Alan, we'll see you now," is in fact Shropshire girl Sam Moon. The 29-year-old's proud parents, Alan and Gwen, and one of her brothers, Chris, still live in the family home in Alston and Telford, and are avid viewers on Wednesday nights. Sam, or Frances should we say, has an army of dedicated fans, as well as some Facebook appreciation groups, yet she's never fully been seen on screen. The former Blessed Robert Johnson, a new college student, is the last person fired candidates see before they walk out of the door. Sam, who is a PA with the Apprentice production company Talkback Thames, has impersonated Sir Alan's own long-standing secretary, Frances Penn, a 61-year-old spinster who has now retired. Talking of the Apprentice brings us nicely around to the world of business. Here to tell you what's going on the Shropshire business scene and what you can read about in tomorrow's Shropshire Star Business Supplement is our business editor, Amy Bold.
Business Star this week is going to be introducing the new chairman of the Southwater Event Group in Telford, Keith Greetham. Known as the events guru after his success in helping to create Excel in London, he's been tasked with working alongside Telford and Wrekin Council and the new owners of the shopping centre on the £1 billion redevelopment scheme for Telford Town Centre. A former non-executive director of the Telford International Centre, he's now been made chairman of the new group, which includes the conference and exhibition centre, three hotels and a production company. Keith's pedigree is bound to be vital in the development of the 10 to 15 year plan to revamp the town centre. We're also going to be taking a closer look at small and medium-sized business, which make up around 90% of Shropshire's economic landscape. Despite a credit crunch and rising cost pressures, it appears many SMEs have yet to be bitten by the global financial downturn. The CBI says demand for goods has fallen both home and abroad, but new research suggests job numbers are growing and the smallest firms have been particularly active in hiring new staff. And finally, our personal finance page will be investigating an issue which has affected at least 20% of the 40 million people who have current accounts with high street banks. It appears the holders of these accounts may be in sight of victory in their campaign to cut the charges of going into the red. Campaigners claim that these £25 to £35 charges, usually for unauthorised overdrafts, are out of proportion to costs actually incurred by banks when customers step out of line. And it appears the High Court agrees after ruling charges must be assessed for fairness by the banks, who could face having to pay back millions of customers billed excessively.
Now let's take a look at what's going to be happening in the news next week in Shropshire. Two brothers from a Shropshire fire and heating firm who carried out unsafe gas installations in dozens of homes are due to be sentenced at Shrewsbury Crown Court on Tuesday. Lee and Stephen McHugh of Embers Fires in Shrewsbury have admitted 28 breaches of health and safety regulations. The health and safety executive said it had contacted more than 200 households to determine which appliances supplied by 34-year-old Lee McHugh had been fitted by Stephen McHugh, who was 36. This revealed more than 70 appliances were unsafe. Health and Safety Executive Investigating Inspector Mr. Lindsay Hope issued a warning to people across Shropshire who may have had work done by the firm, which, she said, had played Russian roulette with people's lives. Also before the courts next week are four men, including two brothers from Powys, accused of conspiring to support the banned terrorist Tamil Tigers organisation. Scotland Yard said the men are accused of possessing equipment including radios, computers and high-powered magnets for terrorism. All four men, who were arrested at addresses in Newtown, London and Swindon, are in custody and have been ordered to appear at the Old Bailey this Friday. On a lighter note, this year's Wrekin Barrel Race, one of Shropshire's most bizarre sporting challenges, is taking place today. The test of strength and endurance, which has raised thousands of pounds for local charities over the years, sees teams of four trying to get a 9-gallon beer barrel from the foot of the Wrekin to Heaven Gate near the 1,335-foot summit in the quickest time. There are classes for teams of four men with a barrel full of water, four women with an empty barrel, mixed teams of four in fancy dress with an empty barrel. And there's even a lunatic class for one individual with a full barrel. Read how they fared in the Shropshire Star. The barrel race sounds like a fairly bizarre sport. Here with a rundown of the more conventional sporting scene is the Shropshire Star's Chris Hudson.
It's been a glorious week for Shropshire sport, and not just because the sun's been shining. The Shropshire Minor Counties cricket team finally got their season up and running last Sunday as they beat Cumberland at Shrewsbury's London Road to give them a chance of qualifying for the knockout stages of the MCCA Trophy. In the world of football, it's been a busy week at both Shrewsbury Town and AFC Telford United. At Telford in particular, there's been plenty of comings and goings, with manager Rob Smith starting to release players and starting to make his big signings for next season too. For supporters, striker Terry Ferns is a name that's got them all excited. He's scored more than 70 goals in this division in the last 3 years, and he's sure to deliver next year. Alongside him, midfielder Liam Blakeman has arrived from Southport. Rated by Smith as the best midfielder in the division, he as well is back to score goals next year, as well as giving Telford much-needed bite in the middle of the park. At Shrewsbury Town, signings are due this week. At the time of talking to you, we don't yet know the details on the big names, but expect to see Asa Hall, who spent much of last season on loan from Birmingham City, making his move to Otterley Road a permanent one. Shrewsbury, of course, are in a period of transition after a disappointing season that saw them drop from playoff contenders to 18th and a battle with relegation at the end of the season. Manager Paul Smith made no secret of his desire to turn things around and quickly. Expect to see lots of movement there in the next few weeks. I mentioned too for the Shropshire men's hockey team, who for the first time in the county's history have qualified for the national finals next month. They put in a superb performance last weekend to come through their pool, winning four matches out of four, including the all-important decisive contest against Oxfordshire at the end.